Attention married ladies. Are you listening to this? Are you a married lady? A lot of times your husband doesn't want to tell you because he cares about your feelings that you get on his nerves. Mm-hmm. So we have a simple 10-question test to determine whether you're driving your husband crazy. Now you guys both have a piece of paper in there.
Got it.
Number it 1 to 10.
Got it.
And just mark down a check mark next to each one of these that you do.
Okay.
Okay, that's all. You don't have to answer after every question, but just mark down a check. So the point is to add up the number of check marks after these 10 questions, and then we can put you in a category. Number 10, if you know something is bothering your husband, do you force him to talk? Number 9, do you frequently remind your husband not to eat certain foods or not to touch food items in the refrigerator? Number 8, have you told your husband that you wish he could be more like your father?
Oh, or my
or some other man that you admire? Again, these are questions for married women to find out if you're getting on your husband's nerves. Number 7, do you tell your husband that he rarely lifts a hand to help you? Number 6, when you and your husband are with others, do you ever quote-unquote joke about him being less than romantic? Number 5, do you contradict your husband in front of the children or your friends? Again, if it's true, check mark. If it's not true, leave it blank. Number 4, do you frequently criticize your husband for his bad habits? Number 3, do you dislike your husband's family or close friends and tell him about it?
Woo!
Number 2, do you frequently remind your husband to pick up after himself? And the number one thing to find out if married women drive their husband crazy is, have you told your husband, oh man, this is bad. Have you told your husband that you wished he made more money? All right, now, add up the number of check marks, and if you want to give them on the air, I will tell you what it means. Carrie, I bet it's like 1 or 0. What is
3.
It? 3.
3 out of 10.
You are an easy woman to live with. Uh-huh. You do not irritate your man.
Andy's on line 2. I just irritate him in ways that weren't on this list.
Well, those are fine. Those are fine. This list is important. All right, Angie, I'm going to you next. Do you want to give your answer?
I will.
Okay.
I don't have any checks.
You have 0?
Yeah, 0.
Yay. You are an easy woman to live with.
Way to go.
Zero to three is an easy woman to live with. You probably don't irritate your man at all.
I try not to, but let me asterisk that by saying, Carrie shares an office with me. She knows the answer to every one of those questions. Okay, I might not irritate my husband because I'm not crazy.
But you do talk about those things.
I will not say that on air.
Well, you both are like perfect wives. 4 to 6 check marks. If you scored 4 to 6 on that list, you tend to irritate your mate, but you can improve by just taking a close look at the questions you answered with yes and then changing those things. And 7 to 10, if you got 7 to 10, it says here you are a nag. You definitely irritate your husband.
I'd like to know whose husband loves him enough not to tell him that they're annoying him. Because mine just tells me.
You're
beating the crap out of me. I'm going to Bill's to drink a beer.
Your husband
loves... So I kind of felt really left out in that survey, Jim.
I would think most husbands care enough about their wives' feelings not to, you know, make them feel bad by telling them that they're getting on their nerves. But your husband cares enough to tell you. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't make me feel bad.
It doesn't. What do you do? Do you change your behavior when he tells you?
No, he usually just leaves.
Oh, he leaves?
Leaves the room.
Okay.
Leaves the room.
Okay, then you're fine with that. Everything's fine, right? You don't cry or anything. You're okay.
Nope, we're all good.
All right. Well, yeah, I posted it up on our, we just posted it up on our Facebook page. So why don't you read it? Why don't you guys take the quiz together tonight? And then maybe you can improve the way you know, the things you do and become a better person and a better wife.
Sounds good, Jim.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.